Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Harrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce fires to first and picks off Fain. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dobie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to third. Kell moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Avila fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen throws to second for one, and Harrell throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Pierce moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pierce moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Smith scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera bunts in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Pierce moves to second. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball towards left. Evers catches it and throws to second to double up Pierce. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera who is chasing the ball. Avila reaches third base with a triple. Wynn scores. Fain goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Strickland now playing shortstop. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Minoso moves to third. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kennedy strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Northey pinch hits for Bob Niemann. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evers. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Adams pinch runs for Shurm Lawler. Dick Donovan pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Jim Bridewesser pinch runs for Dick Donovan. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Adams scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.